Okay, Sugya 38, Berchas Lishmor Chukav. The Sugya starts off with the comment in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the Bnei Ma'arava had the custom that when they were taking off their tefillin, they would make the bracha, Berchat Hashem Kinnam Achala, Mashiach Hashem Tzitab Tzivanu, Lishmor Chukav, when they were taking off their tefillin. So the question that we started off with is, you know, what's exactly the source for this? Why were they doing this? So Tosfos takes on this question. Tosfos explains that the Bnei Ma'arava held like Rabbi Yossi, right? That there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi holds that Laila is lav zman tefillin. That's Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Akiva holds that Laila is zman tefillin. So according to Rabbi Yossi, right, there's actually a mitzvah to take off the tefillin by nighttime. And so therefore, since it's a mitzvah, it is appropriate to make a bracha on that removal of the tefillin. So just a little bit more background into this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. What exactly are they arguing about? So we know that the pasuk in Shemos says, "Vishamarta es hachuka azos l'mo adam yamim yamima." Right. So the question is, what exactly is the chok that's being referred to in the pasuk? Right. So Rabbi Yossi says that this chok in the pasuk is referring to tefillin. So the pasuk says, "Vishamarta es hachuka azos," i.e., tefillin l'mo adam yamim yamima, only in the daytime. Right, so that's how Rabbi Yossi learns out that tefillin is only in the day. Laila is lav zman tefillin hu. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says that the chok being referred to in the pasuk is korban pesach. So therefore, there's no miyud anywhere for, you know, excluding tefillin from nighttime. So that's why Rabbi Akiva holds that tefillin, that laila is zman tefillin hu. We then just went a little bit more in depth into Shitas Tosfos within Rabbi Yossi. So we saw that Tosfos is also taking a stance within Rabbi Yossi, right? Within Rabbi Yossi, we know Rabbi Yossi holds Laila is lav zman tefillin. According to Tosfos, right, within Rabbi Yossi, not only is it usher to put on tefillin at night, meaning if you didn't have your tefillin on, you obviously can't put them on, but Tosfos says it's even usher to keep them on at night, right? It's an actual mitzvah to take off the tefillin before nighttime comes. Right, and so that is why Tosfos explains, that's why the Bnei Ma'arava made the bracha of Lishmor Chukav, because it's mamish, a mitzvah to take them off before nighttime. We saw that in this, Tosfos is actually arguing with Rashi. Right? Rashi holds that within Rabbi Yossi, even though Laila is lav zman tefillin, that just means that you can't put on the tefillin lechatchila at night. Meaning if you didn't have your tefillin on, right, and now it's 8 p.m. at night, you can't go and put your tefillin on. But if you had your tefillin on before nighttime started, you're allowed to keep your tefillin on, according to Rashi within Rabbi Yossi. We saw that this same argument plays itself out, you know, between Rashi and Tosfos in the following Brisa. So the Brisa quotes three opinions about what time you should take off your tefillin. So the Tanakhama says you should take it off by Shkia. Rabbi Yaakov says Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk, and the Chachamim say Ad Zman Shena. And then the Gemara says that the Chachamim who say Adzman Shena, you have to take it off by then, they're moda to Rabbi Yaakov that if a person took off his tefillin, he should not put them back on. And so the question is, right, what exactly is the explanation for the Chachamim here? So Tosfos on the spot says that everyone in this sugya is holding that Laila is Zman Tefillin Hu, right? Laila is Zman Tefillin Hu because according to Tosfos, it's incomprehensible that they would have their tefillin on at nighttime if they were truly holding like Rabbi Yossi that Laila is lav zman tefillin hu. Rashi, though, on this sugya, was comfortable saying that all of these tanaim really hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Laila is lav zman tefillin hu. And the Chachamim, the reason why they are moda to Rabbi Yaakov is because once you took off your tefillin, so that's when Rabbi Yossi's din kicks in. Right, that's when Rabbi Yossi would say that since Laila is lav zman tefillin hu, so it's not appropriate to put them back on lichatchila. But according to Rashi within Rabbi Yossi, right, there is no problem to keep your tefillin on at night, even though Laila is lav zman tefillin hu, right, assuming that you had them on going into the nighttime. So we then just discussed, right, what is the nikudas hamachlokes between Rashi and Tosfos within this Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that Laila is lav zman tefillin hu. So he said that Tosfos probably holds that Laila, according to Rabbi Yossi, Laila is antithetical to tefillin, completely antithetical to tefillin. The two just do not shtim, right? I think we said because of Shema Yashin, you're not going to have a gufnagi, so it's not the right time to be putting on tefillin, so you can't even leave the tefillin on. Whereas Rashi says that tefillin, right, is just a kind of a mitzvah that the Torah doesn't want us to do at certain times, right, like nighttime because of Shema Yashin, but it's more of a din prati. It's not like tefillin is really like so antithetical to nighttime, so that's why, according to Rashi, within Rabbi Yossi, you could leave the tefillin on if you had them on during the day going into the night. It's just not appropriate to put them on l'chatchila at nighttime. So halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Akiva? So the Rambam is a das yachid that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi. We said pretty much all the other poskim and the Shulchan Aruch follows this way. We all paskin like Rabbi Akiva that Laila is zman tefillin, right? And then we know that there's also the gzera midrabanan, right, to not wear tefillin at night because Shema Yashin behem or Shema Yafiach behem. We then had a question that we raised, right? What if you are, let's say, going on a trip, right? You can only put on the tefillin before daytime, right? So let's assume it's a regular day, so 6 a.m. is when the day starts, right? You can only put your tefillin on at 5 a.m., so it's still technically nighttime. So we know that Laila is Zman Tefillin, according to us, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So, but we also know that there's a Gzera Derabanan, so what would the halacha be? So the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, that he says that you could put on the tefillin, right, at 5 a.m., even though it's still nighttime, and you can even make a bracha on it, right? Even make a bracha on it, right? And what happened to the question is, what happened to this din derabanan, right? We know that you're really not supposed to put the tefillin on at nighttime, even according to Rabbi Akiva. So we said that din only applies because there's a chashash that you might end up going to sleep, right? You might end up falling asleep with the tefillin on. It's going to be harder to maintain a gufnaki, right? So that would be a problem. But in this type of case, where you woke up at 5 a.m. and yeah, it's true, it happens to be nighttime, but you're still going to be, you're going to be up the rest of the day. So there's no longer a chashash of gufnaki. So we're not really choshesh for this Issur Derabanan, and therefore you could put on the tefillin and make a bracha, no problem. The Shulchan Aruch kind of just has a bit of a watered down version of this. He agrees with Rabbeinu Peretz that you could put on the tefillin also without a bracha, right, at 5 a.m. But he said, yeah, it's a little bit different because he says that you shouldn't make a bracha, right? Rabbeinu Peretz said you should make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says you should avoid making the bracha. You should wait till it becomes daytime, wait until like 6 a.m., let's say, and then move the tefillin around a little bit, and then you can make the bracha. So we asked the question, right? We said, what if you're not going to be able to keep your tefillin on at daytime, right? So cases, let's say you woke up at 4 a.m., you're going to only be able to put on your tefillin from 4 a.m., till 5 a.m., right? So it's totally going to be nighttime the entire time that you're wearing your tefillin. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, what would you do now, right? The problem is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't wait till the daytime now and do that shtick where you just move the tefillin around and make a bracha. So what exactly would you do according to the Shulchan Aruch? So we raised a chakira within the Shulchan Aruch in order to try and shed light on this question, right? So the chakira is as follows. Right. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say, why did he not fully buy into Rabbeinu Peretz? Why does he say that you shouldn't make the bracha on the tefillin when you're putting it on at 4 a.m.? Is it because safek brachos lahakel, right? Meaning we're not really sure if Rabbeinu Peretz is right, and therefore, right, maybe you shouldn't be putting on the tefillin, so it's better not to make the bracha until it becomes daytime? Or really, we know that you can put the tefillin on at nighttime, no problem. We're not concerned about the gzera midrabanan. But once it's daytime, like if you have them on until daytime, so it's more preferable to make the bracha in the day because that's like the ikur zman for putting it on. So Rav Moshe weighed in on this kasha. He said that more like the second sad, right? He said this in the context of balabatim, that sometimes balabatim are going to work, so they're only going to be able to put on the tefillin, let's say from 5 till 5:30, right before the day starts. So Rav Moshe said that they're able to make the bracha, right, lechatchila during that time, right, even though it's technically still nighttime, right? So we see that it's just the fact that the Shulchan Aruch tried to make you wait until the day to say the bracha, that was just like lechatchila, it's better to wait till the day. But really, Maker Adin, you do not have to. Moving on to the next part of the sugya, so the Mechilta on this pasuk of Vishamarta Esachuka Azos Moadam Yamim Yamimla, so the Mechilta learns out another halacha, that there is a mitzvah to check the tefillin once a year, to make sure that the tefillin don't have any psul, right? So the chok being referred to in the pasuk according to the mechilta is also the tefillin, right? Like Rabbi Yossi. And when the pasuk says miyamim yamima, so yamim yamima is like a reference to a year, right? We know that yamim sometimes means a year. The pasuk says yamim tia gulasa. I think it's by like stei achuza or batei arechoma, one of those. So the Mishkanus Yaakov, he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, so he comes in and he says, he makes a big chiddush, that he says this halacha, that you have to check the tefillin, he says that we know that the odds of the tefillin being pasul is a mir hamatzoi. Mir hamatzoi it's called, and generally we rely on a rov. Generally we know that you could rely on a rov in halacha, so al pi arov, the tefillin is glat kosher. Nevertheless, we see the Mechilta is telling us this halacha that you have to check the tefillin. So the Mishkanus Yaakov says that this is also the source for another halacha that we have by Yoredeya. That by Yoredeya we know that there is a halacha that you have to check bedikas harei. You have to check the lungs of an animal to make sure that it's not a trefa. Even though we know that the odds of the rea actually being damaged that would make it a trefa are really just a mir hamatsui, and really you should be able to rely on the rov. We know that we say that that's not really true. Really, you do have to check it. So the Mishkanus Yaakov says that this halacha, this pasuk of Vishamarta Esachuka Azos Moadam Yamim Yamima, is also the source for that din of Bedikas Hareya. That was the breakthrough of the Mishkanus Yaakov. The Meshech Chachma disagreed with this in his commentary on the Torah, on this pasuk on Shemos. So he argues with this. He says that this is a misapplication of the rule, because mitzvahs ases are different than mitzvahs lot ases. What does he mean by that? So by the tefillin we know is a mitzvah aseh. So over there, the Torah, it makes sense that the Torah would be more machmir and make you check and even be choshesh for a mir hamatzoi. Because if the tefillin ends up being pasul, so it's true, it's not really your fault and you had the right to rely on the rov, but at the end of the day, are you going to get credit for doing a mitzvah aseh in Shemayim? No, because you didn't do it. You didn't wear the tefillin. You didn't wear kosher tefillin, so you're not going to get credit for the mitzvah. In contrast, by isurim, right, by violating a lot aseh, so we know you're not allowed to eat trefa, you're not allowed to eat a trefa, so the Meshech Chachma says, in that type of scenario, you have every right to rely on a rov. And even if it ends up happening that you eat a trefa, right, because it was a mir hamatzoi, but since you had every right to rely on the rov, that iser is not going to be misyaches to you at all, and you're not going to be punished for violating that because you had every right to rely on the rov. So the Meshech Chachma says that this is what he brought up to disagree with the Mishkanus Yaakov. He says that the Mishkanus Yaakov misapplied this pasuk. Right, it should only apply for mitzvahs ases and not for isurim / lot ases. He had a whole, bigger vort about l'shem matzah mitzvah and all that, but I don't think we're not gonna get into that. Moving on to the next part of the sugya, so we know that shitas Rabbi Akiva is that Laila is a zaman tefillin hu. So the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? We know according to Rabbi Akiva also, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Question is, why not? So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, right, we know that tefillin is an os. Right, and we already have an os on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Right, both of those are called an os, so we don't really want to overdose on osos. Right, so we already have enough osos, so there's no point in wearing the tefillin. It's just not necessary. Right, we already have Shabbos and Yom Tov as our os. We then just raise the question: is it usser to put on the tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or is it just that it's not necessary because you already have a sufficient amount of osos? So we saw that this is actually a contradiction between Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef, I think, says that it is mutter to put on tefillin on Shabbos / Yom Tov, but the Shulchan Aruch, I think he said this in the context of Chol HaMoed, he says that it's usur to wear tefillin on Yom Tov / Shabbos. And we said that there is an interesting nafkamina according to this, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, right, would you be able to make a bracha when taking off your tefillin because Shabbos is arriving or because Yom Tov is arriving, right? So according to the Beis Yosef, that it's just mutter to, that you could take off the tefillin, but it's also mutter to continue wearing them, so then you shouldn't make a bracha, right? But if you say like the Shulchan Aruch that it's mamish aser to put on your tefillin on Shabbos, then l'chore yes, you should be making a bracha when you're taking off the tefillin on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, but it's unclear exactly what the text should be. You can't say the bracha of Lishmor Chukav because that was only if you're interpreting that pasuk like Rabbi Yossi, so it's unclear what exactly the text of this bracha should be. We said that Lemaisa nowadays, no one really makes this bracha of Lishmor Chukav, but the Torah quotes Rav Haigon, really just out of nowhere, who says that you can make this bracha if you want. You could make a bracha when taking off the tefillin if you want. And we said that the Torah was really bothered by this. He said he had no idea why we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So why would we say that you could possibly be making a bracha when taking off the tefillin? So the Torah gives four explanations. I think we only covered two of them in Shir, so I'll just say over those. So the first possibility was that Rav Haigon held that our Gemara was inconclusive. If we hold like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Akiva, we're really not sure. So the Rav Haigon says, David Kamar of it or David Kamar of it, right? Whoever you want to hold like, you could hold like. So if you want to hold like Rabbi Yossi and make the bracha Lishmor Chukav, you know, that is within you're within your rights to do that, and that's totally permissible. The second explanation that he offers is that maybe Rav Haigon was only talking about Erev Shabbos, right? Rav Haigon was saying that you should make a bracha when you're taking off the tefillin in the context of Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And, right, we know we possibly like Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva holds that it is a chiyuv to take off the tefillin on Erev Shabbos. It's not just that you don't need to wear a tefillin on Shabbos, like it's optional whether you want to or not. He says it's mamish a chiyuv to take off the tefillin on Erev Shabbos. So, therefore, if you want to make a bracha, really you can, and that's fully appropriate, right? Why do some people not do it, right? Why does Rabbi Haigon say you can, or but if you don't want to, you don't have to? So the reason is because since we don't really have a text for this bracha anywhere throughout Shas, we don't see anyone mention a bracha, Lefi Shitas Rabbi Akiva, so that's why you don't necessarily have to make a bracha. But if you want to make a bracha, since it really is a mitzvah, according to Rabbi Akiva, to take off the tefillin before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, so you are within your rights to be making a bracha. That's the end of the sugya.